Throughout the middle of the 19th century, seafaring traffickers moved Asian laborers half a world away to Latin America and the Caribbean. About 1 million men were lured or kidnapped from southern China, and close to 100,000 of them landed in Peru. That's how A Note to the Reader opens, a recent novel by writer Ruth Ann Lum McCunn. The book is called God of Luck. Alan Chews has a review.
At the outset of McCunn's novel, the main character, Ah Lung, and his loving wife, Bo Si, raise silkworms on a thriving family farm in southern China. But soon their world gets turned upside down as Ah Lung brings a load of silk to market, gets abducted by slave traders, and shipped out across the Pacific. His trials on board what he calls the devil ship are numerous and painful as he's forced to live caged in filth, witnessing torture and murder, with each horror teaching him just how important it is to cling to faith in what he calls the God of Luck. Back at home, Bo Si attempts to right the upside-down world, trying to organize a plan to ransom her kidnapped spouse. It takes more than half the novel for Ah Lung to reach the barren island off the coast of Peru, where he must mine the dung of seabirds more hours a day than seems humanly possible. There his axe strikes ground, he tells us, and his whole body shudders. Grit nettles my calves, he says. Chalky powder spirals up, thickening the haze from hundreds of axes hammering the hard-packed guano, shovels tossing crumbling clods through screens, filling baskets and wheelbarrows with the dust. Dust that clogs my nostrils, seeps through my lips, coats my tongue, settles in my throat. There's no hard labor in reading this work of historical fiction, though. In fact, its documented horrors, the devotion of a desperate wife, and the abiding hope of her distant husband held me captive right from the start. As far as the plot goes, does Ah Lung go free or remain a slave? You'll have to read the novel.
The novel is God of Luck by Ruth Ann Lum McCunn. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.